What a way to end your set. That was so awesome.
Thank you.
It was really a treat to hear from your group today. Thank you so much, Avi. And the reason I think Avi is because I know Avi from work. But yeah. Thank you, everyone. It's been awesome to use some of my Passim connects to bring in just some super unique, exciting groups of musicians.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, and thank you, Amelia. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thanks everyone who's listening. I don't know who you are, but I know you. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now. And then I'm going to actually ask if Alec could do the PSA for the next set, because I believe it's already one. So thanks. This is... I always forget to say this. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening today. This is Post Adolescence Glow, and for those who have just tuned in, my name is Amelia. Please keep listening for the next hour of music from Anna Girl, all the way from Berkeley. Thank you so much, and a huge thank you to the band today. Okay, signing off.
Okay, I'm just going to do the PSA really quick. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Bye. Picture your Chanel with pink petals floating in the air. I wanna go there. Dream window facing east and your voice next to me. And I'm next to you.
you want, this is true romance. I know you're older, but I really know I'm sure. Held my tickets since they landed at my door. I've been a fan of you since 2004. You know, you've got me.
say please. I don't know what you heard about me. I can't deny it, you were my man, and that's a guarantee. But you can't tell us before you say please. I don't know what you heard about me. Might seem a little strange, but that's how I want it. I see I got your tongue tied, cause you're looking all funny. You gotta have some manners if you wanna roll with me. Know how to get down, and you know what I mean. You say they all want you, but you're not that hyped. Come on, calm down, no need to lie now. Why you gotta talk about the other ones you see? It's like, look around, it's just you and me. When you talk, you don't show a lot of class. It might work with them, but I don't like it. Such a pity, I thought you were so nice. If you wanna be my type, you better stop being polite. I can't deny it, you're my mind, and that's a guarantee. But you can't touch voice, say please. I don't know what you heard about me. I can't deny it, you're my mind, and that's a guarantee. But you can't touch voice, say please. I don't know what you heard about me. Then you rude to the waiter like, what is up? I already told you I don't like that. There won't be a next time if you keep this up. You go on and on and on and on about how much you have and how much you've grown. Well, I don't see how, cause it doesn't show. It seems crazy to me that you don't know. When you talk, you don't show a lot of class. It might work with them, but I don't like it. Such a pity, I thought you were so nice. If you wanna be my type, you better start being polite. I can't deny it, you're on my mind, and that's a guarantee. But you can't touch voice, say please. I don't know what you heard about me. I can't deny it, you're on my mind, and that's a guarantee. But you can't touch voice, say please. I don't know what you heard about me.
All right, we're back. Thanks for being patient during our tuck break, as always. And thank you for your PSA and your tunes, Alec. I'm super excited to be introducing Anna Girl today, whose last name is G-U-R-L. So, like, that's their full name.
Government
just
name.
Just to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on. Hey, Daniel, can you answer this? It's Constantine. Thanks. So I'm super excited to have you here today, especially because you're a solo artist. I think you might be one of our first solo artists from Berkeley. Usually we have kind of like bands and groups come, but I want to talk to you and hear what you think.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Of course, I'm super happy you're here. And it's kind of funny because I had seen you on Instagram, like your profile here and there.
Being
and
an idiot on my story.
And then I was like, wait, I know this person.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
So you're from New York, right?
I am from New York, yes.
Where are you from in New York?
So I'm from Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Nice.
I know there's a couple people here who are also from there, so we just had a fun little chat about that, you know, bonding over our crazy middle schools and whatever. Lots of fun.
Nice. And so what year are you at Berkeley?
So I'm actually a fourth year at Northeastern.
Oh, I thought you went to Berkeley.
People, you know what? I have a second life. I kind of pretend that I go to Berkeley a little bit.
You fooled me.
But
my apologies. Sorry.
You know. Oh, no worries at all. No worries at all. I don't know how you would have known otherwise. But yeah, so I go to Northeastern. I'm a fourth year right now. But
awesome.
I do kind of mix with a lot of Berkeley people.
That's, I mean, how could you not? they're kind of inescapable.
That's true.
My older cousin went to Northeastern, but that's literally all I really know about it. And we had a band recently from Northeastern as well.
Ah, what band was it?
Oh my God, I'm like trying to remember which group it was that was from Northeastern. That's so terrible.
Was it Lilo by chance?
Yes,
Lilo. You know what? I love them.
Lilo,
I have a session with
so
Lily
great.
Later.
No, actually, like I loved Lily. I thought their whole
they're awesome. They're
their
so
whole
cool.
thing was great. Okay. I'm gonna be quiet now and let you get into your first song. And if you want to introduce the song, and I always say, I said at the beginning of the first show, I love to hear what these songs are written about, but I also know that they sometimes come from deep places and are emotional for artists to speak about. So please feel free to tell us as much or as little as you'd like, but I really do love to hear the stories behind these songs, but I respect that boundary and I just want to say that preemptively. So yeah. Please feel free to introduce and talk as much or as little as you'd like about the song.
Sweet, thank you. So this first song is a song called it's called Gail's Apartment, and it's not released yet but will be soon. And it's about, like, you know, like post-COVID coming to college and all this stuff. I had a really weird shift with creativity and all this type of stuff, and, you know, kind of got down in the dumps about everything. And it was kind of the first song that I'd written post that I was like, oh, I love doing this. This is so much fun. And so it's kind of a silly song, and I usually play with a band. They add endless charm to it, but this is a little solo version, and I think it's kind of fun.
That is fun. I'm excited.
Thank you. I got an ache in my tooth, a thorn in my shoe, but all the wisdom they could remove means shit to how I love you. And it's cold out for June. Time eats us for dinner and goes straight to his snooze. I wish we could join him. When I learn how to drive, I'ma pack my bags, go to San Diego, stumble in a drag show and find some nature that'll hold me close and question nothing at all. I'm learning how to say no, and all I feel is when the driver leaves the car. Smoking in Gail's apartment, and what a clean freak she seems to be. She's got I faked tits around her neck while she watched Judge Judy. She studies what to find funny and laughs with an iron lung. She goes around all of my friends and introduces her as me. When I learn how to drive, I'ma pack my bags, go to San Diego, stumble in a drag show and find some nature that'll hold me close and question nothing at all. I'm learning how to say
definitely kind of hear what you were talking about with figuring out how to be yourself and chart your own path and the loneliness of COVID.
All that good stuff, you know?
Oh yeah. What a reoccurring theme. It's actually so funny how many people come on the show and are like, yeah, I wrote this really sad song during COVID. I'm like, that's very real. And I'm glad.
It was the time for it, man. It was crazy.
Really. And it's like, I think that that's awesome the way we're able to like use music to create a personal cathartic space, and it is a healing process, I would say.
For sure.
Yeah. So you're in your fourth year at Northeastern, you're from New York City. Do you study music, or what are you studying?
I sort of study music. So I have a combined degree with electrical engineering and music tech. And so with that, I have like a little bit of like recording stuff going on and like under the hood music stuff. It's a lot of the, you know, engineering TM stuff, which is tiring, but it's interesting. But so I definitely make a lot of time to make sure I'm studying music as much as I can and like playing as much as possible too.
Nice. I think that like, I don't know, at least on my end, because I'm certainly lacking in my technical knowledge. I mean, I can do some things, but I do feel very burdened by that. And I am always kind of like, I feel like playing this catch-up game of like, okay, how do I make a DAW work, and how do I use different cords and cables and things, and also build levels, and like the mixing of the show and the technical stuff we do here, it is a team effort.
Absolutely.
For sure.
It's,
and I do not participate that much in it. I feel like it's hard to cover all of your bases, and it's just this like continuing grind that a lot of musicians find themselves in, I would say.
For sure. It's such a can of worms, you know. It's like once you get into that, there's so much to do. There's so much to do. There's so much to learn about there. It's really crazy.
Yeah. So where do you feel like you hit your strides? What do you find? Oof. Where do you find bliss?
I guess as of late, it's mostly just been like, do you mean like in technical terms or like, you know, musically, like
I think I mean like when you're practicing mm-hmm. this, like creating this construction of music, where do you find is the blissful and easy part of the process?
I think.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess like I'd say I think just getting the chance to actually go and play the things that you've been working on, because at that point you can't think too hard about it. You've already sort of done a lot of the thinking and it's going to go how it's going to go and it'll be good or not. There's been plenty of times where I'm like, wow, that was the worst performance of my life, or wow, I felt pretty good about that. Yeah. But it doesn't even matter because it's so moment to moment mm-hmm. when you actually like have finished practicing something and you don't have to worry about how to practice it anymore mm-hmm. and you can actually just go and, you know, play with your friends, you know, whatever it is.
Definitely. I feel like in that process too, like our art reaches a different caliber just as far as like, okay, now this is something that exists within me, not mm-hmm. on a piece of paper.
And then it becomes like the instinct part of it.
Because mm-hmm.
then you're like, okay, this is just what is happening now.
Okay. I feel like that's what makes it magic too.
It's funny.
It's
pretty
really
cool.
Feel it out. It's very visceral.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, I'd love for you to introduce your next song, and if you want to talk about what it means to you, that would also be lovely.
Sweet. So, the next song, I guess I'm gonna do like a little like. Is it cool if I do a little 1-2 where one bleeds into the next song?
Oh, please.
I think it's fun to do that with these two.
Oh, agreed.
They're kind of similar. The first one is called Wolfman, and I wrote it while I was sort of in a good swing of like writing every day and doing this stuff, and there was a little postcard on my wall of this little man with a beard and the wolves playing in the woods playing fiddle to some wolves, and I was like, "Aw, that's so nice." And so
cute.
The first one is just like, you know, about that and whatever sort of thoughts, the chords that came with that sort of provoked.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is about, it's called Mosaic.
Cool.
And it took me like kind of a couple years to finish writing just because I had parts of it and didn't like things and changed stuff out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's just about being like, damn, like that, the feeling of when you're in that state of like everybody, you assume that everybody just knows better than you and everything that you're doing is wrong. You know?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Self-doubt is so dominating.
It's a crazy thing, you know?
Yeah. I think that, like, that's kind of a beautiful thing about art in general, though, is because we just get our, like, socks blown off when people are like, oh, my God, I loved your art. And you're like
what? You loved my art? You mean that? Wow.
You're like, you're not lying, right? Well, I'm not lying when I say the first song was really great.
Oh, thanks.
So,
the little warm up there. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm on the edge of my seat. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now and let you play.
Also, is my level here? I don't have my guitar raised all the way. That's a good.
I think the level is pretty good. You tell me if you need it louder. But I feel like it's been loud enough, and I'll give you some volume back here if you need anything.
Appreciate that. Yep. Thank you. Too much delay, sorry.
Who would I be if I never lost you? Who can hold to a stumbler's shoes? If you're the lonely man playing fiddle to the wolves, do you ever wish you went to the moon? And you said how, but you never said why. And I wish you went tonight. A rainy under umbrellas of trees, no one for miles and the crown feels clean. Did you dip your feet into a dirty creek? Forgive yourself before you forgive me. And you said how, but you never said why. Thank you. skyscraper with its hardened lights. Can you love me past closing time? You would have been my lightless home, my sleepless night. Paint mosaics in the trees if we did this right. And everyone knows better than I do.
You certainly know better than me about some things. I agree, that was a very cool transition that happened in the middle there. That was really
just
beautiful.
I found a new setting on my delay pedal this morning, so I was trying to do it, and I don't think I did it as well as I I maybe could have, but just trying stuff out.
It was really beautiful.
Thanks.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, we have this big, like, dusty ass. Sorry, that was a bad word. Not supposed to say bad words on the radio.
Oh, sorry. I've been cursing. My bad.
Oh, I didn't. Well, we usually try to really not speak the words in our interviews. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
Good to know.
We have a little shelf back here that's full of a lot of dusty things. And Sam, I just literally called you Sam, Daniel. Sorry. There's like all of these like dusty CD covers from the first person who ever started live recordings in WMFO, which is a little bit of history, but his name was Mikey D. So now it's Studio D. It's kind of funny because we have like Studio A is where we have the radio, and then Studio D is our recording studio. And you think it would be Studio B, which is kind of what everyone calls it, but it's Studio D, and it's named D-E after D. Mikey. Yeah, so there was a recording from 83 back here, which is kind of crazy because that was like a freaking while ago. So it's really awesome to just bring young artists in here because this has been going on for such a long time. And it's really awesome and exciting to continue that legacy. Constantine just pulled up with our special cable for the MIDI. Oh, wow.
Big old cable. This is huge for us, guys.
Journeying man. Awesome. So I want to ask you some more questions a little bit later on, but I'm going to have you play another song first.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
They're going to get that MIDI set up right next to you, if that's cool.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, guys. Yep. I appreciate it. All right, this next song is new. Running title is called The Bathroom Song, but I think I'm going to change it because I think it's a little silly. Some things happen in the bathroom, and it's basically about, being drunk, like talking to yourself in the mirror when you're trying to figure it all out, you know?
Oh yeah. All right.
it's time to drink so I can get something to drink about. So I can summon you through the bathroom mirror.
Thanks.
It's like, it's very like,
it's
jolly.
Little, it's my little country twang.
Yeah, it was cute. I loved the line about
Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I was also raised Catholic.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun?
Kim was raised Catholic too.
Crazy idea.
Wow. So, I'm like, oh, what questions do I ask you? When you write, do you write guitar or lyrics first?
So, it kind of depends, because I'll have like a little I have like, you know, my notes app. I'll think of things and I'll like write them down, and most of the time they're like the absolute stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I'll go back and be like, what was I talking about? I would there's some examples in there that I read to a couple friends yesterday and they were like, what is this about? It was kind of funny.
Yeah,
but sometimes I'll just be like noodling and find something I like, or usually sometimes it'll be like a bass line, because I mostly have been playing bass these days. And so it'll be like a bass line that I really like, and I'm like, that could be used for something. But I guess mostly lyrics first, okay. as of now.
That's so funny, because everybody, I feel like, answers that question differently. Like, everyone answers that question differently, in that, like, sometimes people are like, how the heck am I supposed to write, like, lyrics for a song? And other people are like, how am I supposed to write a song for lyrics? That's crazy. So it's kind of funny. And I love to just ask people about what that process looks like. How long do you usually spend on a song?
It could be anywhere from, like, half an hour to, like, multiple years. The one that I just played was a pretty quick little write, because I had that little guitar thing and I was like, that's fun and silly. And I just sort of like sat down and just wrote a bunch of words, and I was like, I wasn't thinking very hard about it, and I was like, oh, these kind of flow, I'll keep those in. And there was a little piano riff that I have in there, in like, for when I play it with a band, a little piano thing that goes on top of it that I had been sitting on for a while, and I was like, this is the place to use it.
Nice.
And it's a little like ragtime thing, it's really fun. But,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it'll be like a, like the first one that I played was like, I wrote a version of the song that I tried out and hated, and then a couple parts over a couple years kind of came together, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun.
That is fun. I think it's kind of cool to see, I guess, like the patchwork that writing a song can be, and how like certain artists will describe like writing an initial like piece of music and then coming back to something 6 months later with a completely like transformed idea of how to treat a piece of music like that. And I love to hear about how the process can just be so weird sometimes and varying and different, and everyone does it differently, which
That's crazy.
I think is really cool. Awesome. Well, I'm going to have you get into your next song.
Sweet. Thank you. This is an old one.
Also, wait, the piano's good, just so you
know. Oh, sweet. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Do I do a piano song then?
That could be kind of hype.
Oh, let's do it. A little switch up. Let's get a change going in our lives.
Oh, no, yeah, we did the PSA already. All right, yeah. Once you're ready, I'm just going to give you a sec to transition.
Thank you.
But yeah, this week, Anna Girl and Saltare were here, and it was so awesome. Well, Anna Girl's still here, so keep listening to them.
Saltare was crazy.
Saltare was very cool. And yeah, so just PSA, we won't be having a show next week because of Thanksgiving. Yeah, we don't have one next week. I was nervous for a sec there. but it's just been a real joy this semester, and I'm super excited to continue. And so I wanted to give you just a sec if you want to promo anything that's coming up.
Oh, sure. So basically, mostly, I guess this is sort of the end of a crazy week, but I have a show tomorrow at a little venue called Hillside Bistro. I played that last week. A place called Friends from Alston.
Ooh.
Which is a fun show. A couple of my friends are on that bill, and it'll be very exciting and fun.
That is very exciting.
And so that'll be a band show, so it'll be a lot more fleshed out than this.
I think these songs are totally fleshed out right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet and let you play.
Sweet. Also, would I be able to get a little bit of the MIDI in my my headphones?
You hearing it now?
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, this is one that I released a couple years ago that I still like somehow. It's called Wildwood, New Jersey. Where the hell am I? You wouldn't know, cause you never really ask me. Those tiny drops used to roll right off me, but I guess my skin's worn paper thin. Where the hell am I? You wouldn't know, cause you never really ask me. Oh, every way I lasted is unreal. Feel like I'm standing in the middle of a freak show.
And who am I to call you this late? Carnival games don't age well after summer. You wouldn't pick up anyway. Where the hell am I? I always wished you were more like Rosie. You're to me as I was to her. I regret every second since last December. I guess I needed her to break my heart first. Otherwise, would I have learned? Oh, every way I lasted is unreal. Feel like I'm standing in the middle of a freak show. And who am I to call you this late? Carnival games don't age well after summer. You wouldn't pick up anyway. Standing in the middle of a freak show. And who am I to call you this late? Carnival games don't age well after summer. You wouldn't pick up anyway.
Thank you. I should have tried to get rid of that warble before I started playing. Hope it added some pizzazz. I don't know.
I think it did. I think it totally did. And
there we go.
So okay. I guess I'm curious, like, when you started learning how to play music.
So I started taking piano lessons when I was pretty young, just as sort of like a little after school hobby thing. And then guitar lessons were sort of the same. But then around middle school, I started getting really, really into guitar and trying to actually learn more technical skills there.
Nice. So this is something you've carried with you for quite some time then. How did you end up deciding to go to Northeastern?
Well, basically I knew, because I was a pretty academic kid, and I knew that I was really into music and kind of wanted to keep pursuing that as best that I could, and also be able to combine that and just learn as much about like the under the hood stuff as I could. So Northeastern had a pretty good program for like combined majors and that type of thing. And I knew I wanted to be around a music scene. So Boston was a great place for that too. And that kind of drove that.
Yeah. Boston does have a really great community of musicians. Well, I'm looking at the time. I wanted to make sure our listeners got a good sense of who you are and what you find yourself writing about. But I think I feel like we should probably stop chatting and I'll let you play for the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Sweet.
Okay?
Thank you. All right, I'll probably switch over to the guitar then. Do a quick little... Or maybe I'll stick on the piano. All right, this is a... This is a new song that I'm trying out.
Awesome.
Hoping that it's supposed to be like a primarily bass song, just like solo bass, but it sounds kind of pretty on the piano.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sorry. I realized I'm actually like, it is 1:52. I'm not sure when the next person for their show is going to get here. Sometimes we can go over by 5 minutes if they're not here yet.
No worries with whatever.
But yeah, we probably have time for 2 more songs.
Cool.
Awesome. Thanks.
They told me that I never follow up. I'm running late and running out of luck. I built a rocket out of all the things I love. I had the strength to never hit launch. Did that count for something? Wow. When did I get so cynical? With money and a pair of ripped gloves, walking like I believe in mirages. Really, I'm just hoping I'll run into you, 'cause I miss talking. I made a decision. Kill the snakes and take care of my body. I'll turn the lights on in the shadow box. I'll get that crystal ball, I mean it this time. I mean it this time.
Thank you. That's a little diddly bop. Just a short
thank
little
you.
One.
Thank you. That was a lovely diddly bop.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not really much of a piano player these days, so I have fun always trying to fight something out over there.
Totally. Totally. I mean, yeah, I'm not much of a piano player either. I think the guitar is more fun.
It is.
But I do think it's really awesome to be able to switch back and forth. And I don't know. There's definitely different musical things we get to showcase being on different instruments.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, well, everybody, this is the last song.
Oh, my God.
So sad. Thank you so much for everything today, Anna.
Thank you.
It's been really lovely having you on our show. And just every new artist we bring in here has a different story. And I really enjoyed hearing your story this week.
I appreciate you having me. This was a fun time.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to let you get into it, and thank you everybody who listened this week. I'm huge shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you to everybody who tunes in. That's what makes this project count. And a huge shout out to Kim, Constantine, Daniel, Alec, and Anastasia for the awesome technical and photo, and Madison, who's our new media manager. Dun dun dun. So exciting. But thank you for all of your help. And we couldn't make this happen without you either. So that wraps up this week's edition of Post Adolescence Glow. And here's one last song from Anna Girl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is called Ditch.
And we don't need to break up. I'm just carrying my nails in a coke can, shaking in my sleep while the heat's down. I don't feel ready to dance with all the things I can't admit to myself, like when I need to take a rest or give up keeping my comfort. I'm up the rocks, but I got sweat on my hands. And would you wear this dress I made? And maybe if it looks right, I'll make you another one in any color you'd like. You are so damn pretty when you stand there. And who am I if not complacent? I think I'll drop out of school. And I don't wanna disappoint you. I think so much like you, it's blue. When I was in the fourth grade, Gabby asked my favorite color. She told me hers was blue. Since then, mine has been blue too. And would you wear this dress I made? And maybe if it looks right, I'll make you another one in any color you'd like. You are so damn pretty when you stand me. And her jobs are getting back to me. I think I'm running out of money. And I'm not falling for this. I'm gonna end up in a ditch.